As we continue our novena, to St. Peregrine, today, as we focus on, again, the living the dream through suffering and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, I'll be focusing on the gift of knowledge today. Years ago, during my novitiate, my novice classmates and I would sometimes go to the school across the parking lot over there for classes. One day, as we were finishing up one of the classes in the old school, we were leaving and we noticed a classroom door was left open. And as we looked in, we saw this timeline of church history hanging over one of the chalkboards. And the images of each period had a combination of cute, kid-friendly cartooniness and a realism about our faith. For example, during the 12th century, there was a picture of a cartoon depicting the Black Plague with smiley cartoon characters pushing a cart of dead bodies with feet sticking out. I think the idea was that the school children would know the reality that there was a plague, but it was also so cute and cartoony, you could not help but find it endearing. It sent a message that although life and history are full of difficult realities, God is still there guiding us through it all. Similarly, there was also an image depicting the 8th century bishop, Saint Boniface, cutting down a pagan tree in Germany. Behind him, all the pagans have a look of horror on their faces as they see their pagan tree destroyed. But it was okay because St. Boniface has this childlike look of joy on his face. So who could be mad at him? He, St. Boniface, the saint we celebrate today, was faced with a what should I do question. St. Boniface was a bishop from England sent to evangelize Germany. And while there were many people converting to the Catholic faith, there are still many pagans there, and still the practice of sacrificing children before their sacred tree. St. Boniface, what he was trying to do was figure out what must be done in the face of such evil. He wanted to know how he could tear down the evil, but still build up the people. And as Catholics, with any error that we face, with any objection to the faith, we should always be looking for the positive that we need to affirm, even when things look really, really bad. St. Boniface famously took an axe to this grand pagan tree and cut it down. But he used the tree to build a church. Now, at first, this might not sound that profound, but it actually provoked a really positive reaction from the pagans. He did not simply destroy, but he converted the tree into something authentically Catholic. Through the working of the Holy Spirit, St. Boniface received the knowledge of what to do, what should be done in that situation. Now, the gift of knowledge is something different than like the gift of wisdom, where the gift of wisdom helps us know divine truths. The gift of counsel is less about maybe knowledge per se and more about compelling us to the right action. But the gift of knowledge is actually the Holy Spirit teaching us what we must do in a given situation. What did St. Boniface learn that we should do? To see the good even in the midst of evil. Another way maybe we could say what he understood was that grace does not destroy nature, but it perfects it. God made the world so good that even in the face of great evil, goodness is ever present and it is there for us to find and discern from. Christ compels us to this. This is how the church has won converts throughout the ages. When we think of Catholic missionaries going out to evangelize the world, they need to confront errors, but they also need to look for what is good to build up, or people will not respond. Very often, I think in a similar way to St. Boniface, the church has done this through architecture. When you go to different countries throughout the world, it is quite impressive to see the diversity among different churches, but also a clear unified sense of them being Catholic. A German Gothic cathedral built of stone is quite different than a Spanish mission built of adobe. But in both cases, they compel people to see a unified sense of Catholic worship and informing different cultures and informing the diversity that is there and that is legitimate. What we do not want to do, though, is let other cultures inform our own doctrines or beliefs or really change what we fundamentally believe. We are there to conform them to Christ. I can remember actually seeing this very well done when I studied philosophy in my undergrad. I went to St. Mary's College in Moraga, California. And my teachers were all Catholic and knew the faith quite well. However, many of their students were not Catholics and understandably had all sorts of objections to the faith. What really struck me was seeing my professors' disagreements with the students and how they would always look for a good to affirm, even almost no matter what the students said. And I always found this odd at first because my initial thought was, when you disagree with someone, what do? You knock down the argument, you show their logical inconsistency, and stop them dead in their tracks. And sometimes we do just need to disagree with people. But almost everybody, even no matter how off they are putting their finger on a real truth. Because at the bottom of our heart, that's what we're all looking for. So I can think of my professors when a student were to make a claim that something like religious moral codes are oppressive. My professors would often acknowledge that, yes, we have difficult rules, and there is a strenuous reality to following them. But they would also notice an interest the student had, like a sport, and they would do something like make an analogy between following religious discipline and training for a sport. Both require discipline and a willingness to follow rules that are not initially fun or intuitive. My professors acknowledged difficulties that were there, would try to find some common interest between the objector and our faith, to not just knock down, but to build up. The practical wisdom was a wake-up call for me that to combat evil, we need to be able to see the good. Now, most of us are not trained in philosophical arguments, and that's all right. One big thing is just being informed by the very basics of our faith. There's really simple catechisms out there, like the Compendium of the Catechism of the Catholic Church, the Baltimore Catechism. Often just these very simple bullet points about our faith actually give us what we need to just give simple responses to people. And we will not always be perfect in our responses, and that's okay. St. Boniface was eventually martyred because the pagans in a certain region would not listen to him. But if we, like St. Boniface, look for the good, and humbly preach the truth, God will do great things for us and enlighten us as we need to be enlightened.